Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast, hosted by Robert Benjamin and co-hosted by Mags. I have an incredibly exciting episode for you guys today. So a ton of you guys have been submitting questions on my YouTube channel, which is absolutely great. Thank you guys so much for commenting on my latest YouTube video, leaving your username and your question. We're going to answer a ton of those today. We're going to answer 20 to 30 of those. I got a lot of really, really, really good questions. If you want your question and your username featured on the podcast, please make sure that you comment on my latest YouTube video. They come out on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 10 a.m. This podcast comes out every other day of the week at 10 a.m. also. Now let's get into the questions. All right, the human cigarette himself, Mags, is here. We're smelling like a cigarette with his baseball jersey on. This guy is something else. I wish you guys could see him. Let's get into it.
All right, this one is from Crystal Oha. I rewatched your engagement video because I had a feeling mine was terrible. After checking a bunch of videos, I'm as low as 2%, averaging 4 to 8% engagement. So far, 30% engagement. However, I reached 11.5k followers in 1 month, and views are increasing due to me binge posting, and my follow rate is at almost 18%. Do you have more tips for increasing engagement, or is my content really that terrible? I think it may be terrible or more relatable, entertaining to a small audience right now.
Yeah, so I would do two things right there. I would do three things. The first thing is I would start doing way more duets, because duets tend to just naturally have much higher engagement. It's also a really great foundation for you to start to begin to add a hook into your videos and then incentivize engagement there. The other thing, you said that your content is entertaining and relatable to a really small group of people. I would try to broaden that out. One tip that does absolutely great with almost everybody that I tell to do this is posting about relationship type stuff, be it from a girl's perspective or a guy's perspective. I'll say it because this is a podcast. Everybody wants to fuck. Everybody wants a girl. Everybody wants a guy. If you do relationship type stuff, the odds are you're gonna appeal to a really large group of people, regardless of like what they're going through at that moment. Because like I said, everybody is, not everybody, but 99.99% of people are always looking for or thinking about a significant other. So I would definitely post about that.
Does anybody know how long a temporary TikTok video ban lasts? Because they never gave me a date.
Yep, so typically the temporary ban lasts 7 days, your first ban.
Does anyone know if the TikTok Pro account is free?
Yes, a TikTok Pro account is absolutely free. You should be enrolled in that right now. Everybody, if you're listening to this right now and you're not enrolled as a Pro account on TikTok, what the fuck are you doing? 4 podcast episodes into this and you still don't have a Pro account?
Hey Rob, what do you think about doing giveaways on TikTok? Is it a really good way to get engagement? Thank you. At I am Zach Kitt.
No, do not do giveaways on TikTok. I made this mistake when I first got started on TikTok. To be totally honest, giveaways really don't work on TikTok, and TikTok suppresses them.
This one is from Memes with a Z. I have 1 million followers and I'm still not verified. What can I do to get verified?
So what I would do is I would reach out to a PR agent that has contacts at TikTok and they'll be able to get you verified. Just so you guys know, just because you have an amount of followers, it does not mean that you're going to get verified on TikTok, be it a high amount or a small amount. I've had mentorship clients that I've gotten verified at 300K. I've seen people verified at 5K. I've seen people with 5 million that aren't verified. Followers really have nothing to do with your verification. It has much more to do with whether or not you've worked with the PR agency or just your overall influence in whatever niche you're in.
Hey Robert, quick question. What is your opinion on joining engagement groups on, for example, Facebook or similar places? Do engagement groups work? If so, is there any that you would recommend? Thank you. Her TikTok is @aka_crookeddistrict.
So I actually have a private TikTok engagement group. Regarding the ones on Facebook and other platforms, I don't think that those, it's not like Instagram where like joining a group like that is going to make you blow up the same way that it did on Instagram, because Instagram and TikTok have two totally different algorithms. That being said, it is a great place to collaborate with other people, to get ideas, to get initial engagement on your content, but joining something like that is not going to make or break whether you're successful on TikTok, and it's definitely not going to take you from a nobody to a somebody just because you're in that group.
To get deals or sponsors from a brand and a company, do they DM you about it or do you have to DM them?
I strongly recommend that you DM them, and within that DM, you need to frame it in a manner which really exemplifies the value that you can bring to that brand.
Can you link your PayPal account to TikTok? If so, does TikTok still take 66%? Thank you very much. Great video.
So, TikTok only takes 50%, and to be totally honest, you really never see that 50%. So, like, what happens is, if somebody donates a $20 gift, you'll only ever see $10 of that. So, TikTok is taking 50% of that. In addition to that, yes, you can link your PayPal account to TikTok.
In every video, you say, post multiple times a day. I don't want to do that. I want to post one good video a day, so it's quality. What do you think about that?
So, I think that that is an absolutely terrible approach on an app that is giving out more organic reach than ever before. So, I don't want to call you out, and we didn't mention your name on purpose because I don't want to make you feel bad, but the fact that you're trying to tell an audience what you want, that is why you're not going to be successful on TikTok. You need to do whatever you need to do. You want to live a 1% life and blow up on TikTok, blow up on social media, be an influencer? Well, then guess what? You have to fucking play the game. You have to go along with the trends. You have to hit while the iron is hot, and the iron is fucking hot right now on TikTok. So no, posting once a day is not going to be good enough. Now, I know you're probably thinking to yourself, Rob, my favorite influencer posts once a day. Well, your favorite influencer is famous. That's why they post once a day. They don't want to be famous. They are already famous.
Hey Rob, I'm sitting at 11.1K. Is there any way I could start earning money from this app? Just curious.
So yes, you can earn money from TikTok by going live. When somebody donates a gift, you'll get 50% of that revenue. Like I said in the earlier question, you can link your PayPal account. Literally gets transferred out instantly. You do need a minimum of $50 to be able to initiate a transfer though. That being said, with only 11,000 followers, I would wait as long as possible to be able to monetize yourself. I did really not try to monetize myself on TikTok besides going live until I had like over 500,000 followers. I had like, I don't even know, like 510,000 followers maybe across everything before I tried to make a single dollar off of social media.
Hey Rob, I realized my friends have different trending hashtags on their Discover page from me. I do the trends on their Discover page. Will my videos still be considered trendy?
Yes, so they still will be considered trendy. So just so you guys know, the Discover page is a little bit like different between accounts. That being said, those things are still trending. So just because somebody sees something different, yes, that will still be trending if you do those things. That being said though, that doesn't mean that like your Discover page is wrong or their Discover page is right. All of those things are trending.
I have a question. Do you have to be attractive to get more followers nowadays? Because I know I'm not pretty. Also, is it normal when I have 8.4K followers and 340K likes, and other creators have 20K followers and much lower likes than me? Also, one more. Sorry I asked so many questions. I had videos that get a lot of views and likes, but at the same time, the vids hardly get anything. I used to get 200 to 700 views, but now I get like 100 likes in 3 days sometimes. And I have a viral video I made a few weeks ago that's still blowing up like crazy with 230K views plus, but some of my recents have been flopping and that video is still getting likes.
So, a couple things. No, you do not need to be good looking in order to grow on TikTok. I might be an above average looking person, but I will assure you 99.99% of people that are big on TikTok are not good looking. That being said, yeah, if you're, and I'm not being like sexist or anything. Yes, if I'll say both ways. If you're a good looking guy, if you look like a model, yeah, it'll probably be easier to grow on TikTok, but that doesn't mean that that's a requirement. And yeah, if you have a nice ass or a nice rack, of course, like Max is gonna be like, liking your stuff. Max is going to follow you. Max is going to DM you. Max is like 99.99% of other little kids or teenage boys on this app. Not to say Max is a teenage boy. He's just never left that phase. Probably some demons he's got to deal with from high school. But regardless of that, so it sounds like, yes, obviously I made a joke about that, but no, you do not need to be good looking to blow up on any app. What you need is to provide people with value. Those people that are good looking are providing people at the end of the day with some kind of value, right? Right? They're providing them escapism. They're providing them something that they want to reach for. They're just providing them something nice to look at. You could provide people with entertainment. You could provide people with just a good story. You could provide people with value and information. There are several ways to go about it. That being said, it sounds like your views are dropping because you're just not getting enough engagement. I know that you said that you get a lot of engagement, but to be totally honest, it doesn't sound like it if you're only getting 200 to 700 views. That being said, I would repost that piece of content that is continuing to still grow.
Hey Robert, Quick question, when you run out of ideas on what to post, what should you do?
So, you should do two things. One, you should take 10 minutes, look at the, or I'm gonna give you three things. First, you should take 10 minutes, look at the For You page, see if you come up with any ideas. If that doesn't work, you need to go to your Discover page and your niche hashtags, scroll through there, look at those top creators. Again, if none of those things resonate with you, then whatever. Or look at your own page, see what has worked in the past, and try to brainstorm a couple things. Way too many people run out of ideas because they try to recreate the wheel. Honestly, I have to look at TikTok for 30 seconds and I can come up with a really good idea. Mags is looking at me smirking right now. I'm not sure why, probably because it takes him 2 or 3 minutes to come up with a good idea. But you should never run out of ideas, because at the end of the day, you should just be making small iterations. Think about it, like, we fly planes to get places. Somebody looked at a bird in the beginning and said, oh, that is how we're gonna fly. We didn't try to make a submarine fly, because that just wouldn't work. The same thing, you should not be trying to come up with totally original content or something totally out of left field.
Yep.
What, Mags, what were you smirking at? Tell the people what you were smirking at, Mags.
Gloria Reyes said, thanks for your advice. Kid, you look cute with makeup.
So, I put that in there on purpose. I don't wear makeup.
Yes,
I mean,
does.
I don't. I do not wear makeup. Maybe I just look a little bit tanner right now because it's the summertime on Long Island, but thank you, I appreciate it. But
it's all the bronzer he puts on in the morning.
I do not wear makeup. A little baby oil while I'm laying in the sun? Probably makeup? No.
Hi Robert, thanks so much for this video. Your videos are super helpful. Can I post some of my TikToks on a second account, or will that get me in trouble for copyright?
So, that won't get you in trouble for copyright. That being said though, I would recreate them on a second account. I would not just repost them.
Why does everybody want two accounts?
I don't know. I don't know. You only need one account on TikTok, guys. One account. If your content's not blowing up, you're not good enough yet. It's fine. Would you try to walk into Yankee Stadium and fucking play for the Yankees? No. You wouldn't. So why do you think you could download TikTok and become famous in a week?
Quick question. I'm afraid I've messed up my account because I've deleted about 7 videos because I wanted to change the sound or the music. I'm proud of my content, but I'm thinking I should start a fresh account and repost my old videos that I'm totally happy with. Is this okay to do, or should I stick with my current account? I have barely any followers right now, so I wouldn't be losing much.
I mean, it really sounds like no matter what I say to you right now, you are gonna end up creating a new account. Honestly, just go for it, create a new account, recreate those top videos. This is not what I would recommend for 99.99% of people, but in this case, yeah, go ahead, make a new account.
I don't know what to post on TikTok. I'm a songwriter.
So, this is what I need you to do. You need to look at pipmusic underscore, at Lauren Olivia Howard. I'm pretty sure I pronounced her name wrong in a YouTube video. But you need to look at them.
Jeff Nelson too.
Look at Jeff Nelson Music. Look at OVR Throw underscore. I think that's his name. They're doing an amazing job in the music space. You need to check them out. Recreate the posts that they're doing. They have like 4 or 5 templates that really work that you can make a ton of posts out of. The other thing too is like, make posts like, I'm writing a song for Post Malone, or whatever artist is popping on TikTok right now. I'm writing a song for them. What line should I put in here? Double tap for this line. Comment for this line. Click the plus sign for this line. Obviously, the line that you want people to choose the most, or you think people will choose the most, make that one the plus sign.
Hi guys, can anyone help me out? Why are my hashtags in red when I type them? Shouldn't they be in blue? Does this mean I'm some kind of ban?
No, the red hashtags are the trending hashtags. The blue hashtags are sponsored hashtags, which a brand or a person or just an advertiser in general paid to show up there.
Hi Rob, glad I stumbled upon your channel here. I'm so surprised every time I hear new TikTokers saying they got 300 or more views regularly and quickly. Mine usually get about 100 to 200 with a few exceptions. One is over 23K and I think this is viral. Question is there a reason not to follow everyone who's following me? Is it okay to be following many more than are following you, and should I be more selective?
So, no, I would not be more selective. I would follow every single person that likes and comments on your videos until you build that initial fan base, because they're gonna engage with you and they're really gonna get you over the hump of getting 100 to 300 views and get you into the 1,000 to 3,000. Sounds like you also need to make a little bit better content, focus on the trends a little bit more. I do think doing duets will probably help you out a lot. Make sure you have a hook in your video, make sure you storytell throughout the video, and please, for the love of God, make sure you incentivize engagement.
How long do delayed explosions take? Does it take a couple of days now? My account is at Prince Delia.
So delayed explosions can take anywhere from a couple of days to a month. I say this story all the time, but I had a post 30 days later blow up from 10,000 views to like 3 million views, and I gained like 50,000 followers in like 12 hours in the middle of the night. It was totally random.
Has anyone experienced their videos not uploading? They'll post for me on my device, but when someone else goes to look for it, it's not on my page. This happened to a recent video of mine after it had been up for a few hours, and it seemed to happen to most videos of mine now, and I can't find anything online about it.
So yes, this is a glitch that was happening on TikTok. This should be resolved though, so I would update your app. This happened to me, this happened to a ton of creators actually a week ago, last Thursday. That being said, it's just a glitch. Don't delete the video. If you just wait 30 minutes, 60 minutes, the video will appear.
I am a small creator with 7.2k followers. One of my videos was posted a day ago and currently has 835 views, yet it has 25% engagement. Shouldn't this be going viral?
So no, it should not be going viral. The rule is over 30%. That being said, if your video is less than 13 seconds long, it doesn't matter how high of engagement you have, odds are it's not gonna go anywhere. I have a really good feeling that post is under 13 seconds long.
Rob, when I put hashtags like hashtag FYP and hashtag for you, they show like 1k views.
Yeah, that again, that's just a glitch. I would clear your cache. I would update the app. It's just a glitch. It's not actually that those posts have 1k views. It's just a glitch.
Hi, will TikTok roll out a stories feature anytime soon? Hi, will TikTok roll out a stories feature anytime soon? Would be really cool to be able to add stories to your TikTok profile.
So, as of right now, they have not tested that in beta. They have not tested that with big accounts. But I would imagine, I mean, every other app at this point has stories. I would imagine that TikTok is going to start pushing that out probably before the end of 2020, if not beginning 2021. But they're not testing it right now. They have not told us anything about that right now.
Hi Rob, I first messaged you in March when I had 200 followers. Thanks to your advice, I managed to grow my account to 21k. Trouble is, in the last 5 days, I'm constantly losing followers. I get new followers, but my account just keeps dropping. Any idea what I can do or what's happening? Thank you so much and kind regards, at Ollie My Dog.
So it sounds like you had a trending video or you've gotten yourself shadow banned. One of two things. So first, if you had a trending video that just stopped, what you need to do is start posting way more content. No matter what happened or what's happening, I would start right now by reposting your top posts, making sure you add a better hook and an ask for engagement in there. I would also, again, go back to your roots, start following everybody that likes and comments on your stuff. That should help. If that does not help, DM me on Instagram. That being said, guys, those are all of the questions for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you guys haven't seen yet, if you're not in my accelerator program or my mentorship program or gotten my advanced recommendations package, I did start a course. It takes you from a TikTok beginner to a TikTok expert in just a couple hours. I strongly urge you guys to check that out. You'll be able to find the link in the description here. It's only 20 bucks. And for those of you that are struggling to grow on TikTok and don't want to shell out the money for the advanced package, the accelerator package, or the mentorship package, I do think that is the next bet for you guys, or the next best bet, whatever you say there. I think that you guys should get that. That being said, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please rate it 5 stars and make sure you guys tune in to my YouTube video Saturday morning, 10 a.m. If you want your questions to be featured, make sure you comment on the video with your username. Can't wait to see you guys in the next episode. Mag says goodbye. Mag is just looking at the microphone.
Bye, guys.